Item number 21 from the county, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, submitting an informational report providing an update on the 2013 year-end fiscal projection for Milwaukee County, March 2014. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
This is an informational update on the 2013 results. Previously, we had been projecting a surplus for the year of approximately $15 million. Based upon the books and where we're at right now, we're at a surplus of $22.5 million for the year. Under what was approved previously by this committee and the county board, $5 million of that surplus would go into a reserve to be used for the 2015 budget, which is similar to the amount that was done last year. And the remaining amount would go into the debt service reserve. The debt service reserve has approximately $7 to $8 million in it at the present time, so you would be adding $17 million to it, and ending up with about a $24 million debt service reserve. Based upon what's committed in that would be available there. The changes from the previous report, the report talks about some of the bigger changes. Sheriff only ended up with a deficit of $200,000 in the House of Correction with 1.4. The main reason for the difference between those two is there was a fund transfer that was done to correct for some cross charges and abatements between the two. So once that fund transfer was processed, that provided the adjustment to both of their numbers in an approximate equal amount. The other thing that I wanted you to note is the fact that the CMO, when they ended up with their final results, ended up with a surplus for the year of approximately $7.8 million versus their original projection of $3.6 million. They are currently projecting a deficit for 2014 of approximately $5 million. They have various reserves, including an excess reserve amount. None of their dollars flow back to Milwaukee County to offset tax levy, except for those dollars where we charge them for fringe benefits and those types of things. But that would put them, they'd be over $20 million in their excess reserve, and then you would have an offset for anything that occurs regarding 2014. Fringe benefit, there were some excess amounts in the department which added to the total surplus for fringe benefits for the year. And in the debt service fund, as a result of the refinancings that we had done during the year, there were some additional savings over the original estimates. Also, a small additional amount regarding our freighter payment. These numbers are preliminary at the present time, but they're getting close to final. The auditors are in right now reviewing our books, going through our numbers that we have, and we are in the process of doing any adjustments to our numbers that we have right now. But as of the present time, we're at about a $22.5 million surplus that is subject to some change. But as I said at the very beginning, you've already made a determination based upon the previous committee cycle that $5 million will be placed into the reserve for 2015, and the remaining amount will go into the debt service reserve.
Any questions or comments? Supervisor Johnson?
I will say that it appears that the comptroller, DAS, the county board, the county executive, it seems that people are doing a great job with respect to these surpluses that we've had within the last few years, and I move to receive and place on file this item.
For raising?
Pardon me?
Yep, for raising.
Well, fortunately, we're not up for a raise. We're up for a decrease in 2016.
Just add to the surplus. Okay, is there any other discussion? If not, would you take the roll on the motion?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion to recommend that item number 21 be received and placed on file prevails.
Next item.